Hey, so I have such a privilege here, not only to host an In the Dirt, it's been a while, but I'm here with LG Bright, Todd Caputo, to talk about this partnership that has kind of like sprung up for Asotocon this year between Northwood University and Todd Caputo and his consulting company, Todd Caputo Consulting. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks.
Good to see you, buddy.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Okay, so let's for people who might not know, LG, just give me like 60 seconds on what Northwood's automotive program, what the mission is, and what you do.
So Northwood University has a four-year degree, a Bachelor of Business Administration with a dealership operations focus, so automotive marketing and management. And our students go through what a dealer goes through, variable ops, fixed ops, F&I, accounting, financial statement analysis, along with their gen ed and their electives on campus. And at the end of the day, they're getting a four-year degree and then heading out into retail automotive or retail facing if they go to an OEM, finance company, bank, insurance company.
Very cool. And so this year, what's the class size? Like, what's it looking like this year?
We have about 200 students in the program, which has been pretty consistent over the years. So 50 in, 50 out, small university. That's to our advantage. I mean, we get to know the students get to know the industry. And just like this wonderful opportunity that Todd made available for us, I mean, four students are going to come out and meet Todd, meet Paul, meet the industry at this Asotocon conference. And we're big on experiential activities.
Thank you very much. That helps a ton. Todd, you're the one that actually came up with this idea. So tell it. Well, if people don't know you, just give us 60 seconds on the history of Todd Caputo from like how you grew up and what you're doing now. And then I'm going to ask you where this idea came from.
So, born and raised in the car business. My dad had a small used car lot. And as soon as I could walk on 2 feet, I was given a wash mitt and I was taught how to wash cars when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And I don't know, the rest is history. Chevy dealership, some big used car stores, built a great company because of some really great people that I was able to surround myself with. I had, and Paul, as you know, right, you know most of the people that used to work for me in my business. Some of them work for you, right? Amazing people. God bless me with some wonderful people. And I was able to sell my dealerships to Sonic Automotive in 2020. And I was fortunate enough to work for them for a couple of years as a director on the Echo Park side of the business, and I learned a lot there as well. And when I left Echo Park, I love this business so much, I can't get away from it. So I started a consulting business, and throughout the years, I've invested in a lot of automotive technology companies like Dealer.com and ACV Auctions and Roadster, and I work with Steve Greenfield. And I was fortunate enough also to invest in Asotu, right? Because I believe in the mission and what you and Kyle are trying to do for the industry. And, you know, we always brainstorm, right? Like how to grow your community bigger, right? How to grow this automotive community bigger. And I said, a better way to do it is to get youth involved. And the only college that I know of that really does it right and an opportunity for kids to get into it is Northwood, right? I've known about Northwood since I was in my late teens and early 20s. I almost went to Northwood. I strongly considered it. I didn't end up going, but
you stayed local.
I stayed local, right? And I worked. I went to Lemoyne and got an HR degree, but I almost did go to Northwood, right? And I still, you know, in a way, wish that I had. And when I came up with this idea, I thought, you know, these kids can learn a lot in a classroom. And I know at Northwood, a lot of times they go and work in car dealerships and have experiences like that. But going to a conference like Asotocon and meeting all the diverse people that are going to be there, from dealers to vendors, consultants like me and other people, the most valuable thing that I would tell people if they wanted to get advice from me after doing this for 30 plus years being in this business is making relationships with people. That's how I really learned a lot over the years. And I think that these young kids are going to come in and they're going to be blown away when they see what you guys are going to do in a couple of weeks at Asotocon. But more importantly, I think they're going to make some lasting relationships that they'll probably have for a lifetime in their careers in the car business, for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so for all that. I think the first group of Northwood students that Kyle and I met was at NADA 2 years ago when we were in Dallas. Yep. And I think what happened was we were just kind of like wandering by the booth with our camera crew, and we're going from one place to another, and we kind of looked up, and I remember just seeing probably like, it felt like 25, it was probably more like 15, just bright, smiling, young faces that were dressed and ready to go. And like, I knew about Northwood, and I was like, let's go talk to these folks. And we did, and we ended up having an amazing interaction with students who came from a bunch of different backgrounds and who had a bunch of different aspirations. That was really what impacted me, was the fact that how deep and wide the reach was going into the industry from the dealer side, OEM side, finance side, marketing side. And also realizing that, like, not everyone that came into the program was like, hey, my dad has a dealership, right? There was really some fresh interest in the industry, which is one of the things that Kyle and I are working so hard for with the things we're doing in Asota, is like, how can we elevate the perception of the industry enough that people start to understand the opportunity within it? And that, like, our vision is that, like, one day, like, young people will have automotive on their list of industries to really consider. And maybe so much so that you need to know somebody to get in, right? We're not there yet. And then, you know, I was telling you guys before the call that my son Miles, who's 17, just said to me, he's like, you know, it's like, I think like being a dealer is one of the things on my consideration for what the career path that I want to pursue. So that was my first interaction with Northwood, and it's kind of really been aligned. LG, how long have you been with Northwood?
Been 13 years now, Paul. I had a career with General Motors, and got introduced to Northwood. I knew about Northwood also because of the strong retail presence and a number of people at General Motors that are alumni. And so when the director of a graduate program, Matt Bennett, was selling a MBA program to Northwood, I raised my hand and said, "Let me in."
Oh, pick me!
And so
pick me.
Started doing the master's program, and then when an opportunity came to join Northwood through a retirement, again, hand was up, and I was fortunate to be selected, and now I've been here 13 years.
Tell me about some of the places that recent Northwood students have gone, like some of the recent ones. I know you generalized, but I remember one person, one young lady that I met, she was going to work on OnStar team with General Motors.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, do you have a notepad? Because I have a few suggestions.
We have a number of students that have went to General Motors. Obviously, they go back to their family dealership some. Mm-hmm. Some go to great technology companies, very supportive, Reynolds & Reynolds, Cox Automotive, CDK. Some of the great finance companies, IA, JM&A. A number of the really big dealership groups, such as LaFontaine and Hendrix and Penske and Flo, Feldman, Garber.
Are they being actively recruited by these companies?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's funny. Midland, Michigan, which is a corporate headquarter town, Dow, but the private planes that come in to get these students, just like I get to know them in the classroom. These big companies that don't have dealership groups in Michigan, but yet they have found success through their general managers, executive managers, vice presidents, from alumni who have stayed with them over the years. And because one of the hallmarks of our Northwood idea is entrepreneurship, these students are responsible. They're accountable. They own their position within an organization, and are accountable and responsible to it.
We're about to witness that firsthand in a couple weeks, less than 2 weeks at AsotuCon, because they're going to get to work. They're going to be working, registration and production.
Sure. Yep.
And, we have a pretty robust swag shop, which is one of my personal favorites, but we're going to see and watch them own some of these areas. Todd, I know your stores are in Syracuse.
Yeah.
Did any Northwood students ever work for you?
No. They didn't. I had a couple of friends that were dealers that went to Northwood. Actually, back this was back when there was a campus in West Palm, which was a long, long time ago.
Easier to recruit when your campus is in West Palm.
Yeah, West Palm. going to college in West Palm is pretty nice. But
especially in February. Michigan's a little different in February.
Yeah, I had a couple of really good friends that did. But, you know, one thing I would say too, right, like, a lot of people say, well, it's the dealer's kid school. Well, I can tell you this. I was a dealer's kid, and being a dealer's kid is not an easy thing when you go and try to work in a car dealership. It's just not at all. One would think, oh, well, daddy's got a dealership or mommy's got a dealership, so you're just going to get this job or get that job. Well, you may or may not get that job, but your job is 10 times harder because you have a lot more to prove to all the people that work in the dealership. So, you know, these young kids that are going through this program now are under a considerable amount of pressure, not just to get their degree, right? But once they get to work, if they go to work in the family dealership, it's not easy for them at all, right? It just isn't. And another thing I would say too is, and we all know this, right? Like, the car business is a dog eat dog business, and there are so many different facets of the business. There's you got marketing and advertising, traditional and digital. You've got a parts department with inventory. You've got a service department there. If you get a degree, right, in automotive marketing or automotive management, and you know how to run a car dealership, you can go into a lot of other fields too. And that's one of the things I think that's really great about Northwood. If you have that kind of a degree, there's a lot of other industries that you can go to and really thrive because, or if you've been in the car business and you end up leaving it, you go into another industry, there's so many skills you learn by being in the car business that puts you way ahead of other candidates, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree or not, LG, but that's
I do. Those skills are transferable. I mean, that's a solid, solid answer. And if you can deliver on the customer experience, if you are keen to the financials and, you know, good operationally, process driven. I mean, you can certainly go into other businesses, and we've seen how many dealers have went into sports management and marketing, have went into restaurants, have went into the hotel business.
There's now that I'm thinking about it, I think you just brought up a really great point. Is I'm trying to think of other businesses that have so many like different complexities to their operation. Right, I know businesses have like marketing and finance, but really the auto industry is that you sell a high dollar product that requires very careful inventory floor planning. You sell ancillary products to protect that, to ensure it. You repair and service that product, whether that's maintenance, mechanical repair, or in a lot of cases, collision repair, sure. Right? Yep. Accidental damage, we'll call it, right? If we're trying to zoom out. Yeah. You have a large HR operation, yep, with a variety of positions from hands-on, risky positions, right? Mechanics are handling a lot of things, to salespeople. You have sophisticated technology and marketing,
yeah,
and it's getting more sophisticated every day. You have pretty direct access to high level leadership on a daily and regular basis. I can't think of another business that has all of these incubated in like one place.
Yeah, there aren't many. And that was the point I was trying to make. It's like, depending on what kind of dealership it is and how sophisticated and large it is, you can have retail parts, you can have wholesale parts, the collision business, like you can go, it goes on and on and on and on. That's why I'm saying, you get a degree in automotive, you can go anywhere because you learn so many different things.
And then you start plugging in the community aspect of it, yeah, right? Lots of businesses are big and they have things, but like, who else has like such a footprint in the everyday community, like on a very, very regular basis?
And oh, by the way, you're in a 30-day sales cycle. You're highly regulated and there's compliance issues and red flag.
Yep.
And you have all kinds of oversight, and you are the face of the community. I mean, when something happens in the community, you're the first one to respond or lend out trucks or make
get your phone calls. That's for sure.
Staff available. Dealers are the most generous group of business professionals that you know, and I guess I'm biased because it's how I've made my living, but they're the most generous. The Optimists and Kiwanis and service clubs in the area, they certainly know to knock on the dealer's door.
It's the absolute truth, 100%. And that's why I love, Paul, what you and Kyle are doing, right, with More Than Cars, right, like giving the public the what truly car dealers are like and what people that work in a car dealership are like. And, you know, and most importantly, too, right, if you work in a car dealership, regardless of the position, most positions in a car dealership are customer facing. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to buying a car, servicing a car, if something's wrong with a car, people are very, very, very emotional, right? Because it's expensive. Yep. People need their car to get back and forth to work, to take their families where they need to go, if the car doesn't work, or if they have to buy another car. So you learn so much about people, not just, you know, the dealing with the public, right? But also, you also, the car business, spend a lot of time at a car dealership, right? Like, you're with the same people all day long, every day. Yep. And in a lot of positions, it's bell to bell. And they become like family, right? They really, really do. And you learn a lot about that too. That's why I love the car business and I can't get away from it. And that's why I think LG is here too, because he loves it also. That's why he wants to help teach these kids all about this industry. And this industry has so much runway to go, especially with all the technology coming and the AI. I just think that it kind of makes me want to get back into the business again.
You kind of are back into the business.
Well, yeah, I am, but I'm not.
Right? Your wife might have an opinion on that. Yeah, she knows once you're in, that's a switch. That's a toggle switch. That's not a fader. Or you're not in. And that's a great point that you brought up with AI. I happen to think that automotive is very close to the leading edge of AI implementation, because it's very practical and they have a lot of smart people working on it. I can't think of a better way to end than what you just said, Todd. LG, Todd, I can't wait to be with you in just at this point from today, which I think is, we're airing this today. It's just going to be 12 days away from a SOTUCON in Baltimore, May 14th through 17th. You can still get tickets. You can still join us. You can still meet the Northwood students in person. Go to SOTUCON, ASOTUCON.com, and join. There's going to be hundreds of people there. And I looked at the dealer list this morning, and I mean, we have already almost 200 dealers are going to be there. So it is going to be something special. Thank you, gentlemen, for your heart, your passion, and contributing to what we're doing here.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with a SOTU. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.